Hey, sweetie. It's been a while. I know that you probably don't want to speak to me right now. Yes, I know. I know, but please hear me out. Please. Okay, I just want to say that I'm sorry for what happened last night. I was just so angry and stressed. I should not have said those things, and I didn't mean any of it. I'm really sorry, sweetie. I really am. Can we just forget it ever happened? Please. I just want things to go back to normal. I don't want it to be like this anymore. I don't want you to be angry at me anymore. Can I come in? I know I sound kind of demanding right now, and I'm really sorry. I can't help it. I feel so terrible, and I'm sorry that I'm saying sorry so much too. Thank you. It really means a lot to hear you say that. Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you. Thank you so much. I promise I'll make it up to you. I know. Why don't I make dinner for us while you clean up? You just got off work, right? I'll even make your favorite. Okay. Then I'll go and get started. Just give me a few minutes, okay? Thank you. You like the potatoes? Great. I was afraid you would want them more cooked. What about the pasta? Is it too salty? Oh, good. Yeah, you really taught me well. Before I met you, I couldn't even fry an egg right. I just never learned how to cook, you know? Then you taught me how. You showed me how to fry an egg, how to cook potatoes and pasta and steak and all sorts of stuff I'd never even heard of before. And not just how to cook, you showed me how to work out and take care of myself. You got me into so many amazing games and TV shows, and you taught me how to talk to people. How to be friendly and nice to people. I'm really happy I met you, honey. And I'm really happy that you wanted to be with me. That you still want to be with me. Even after all of those terrible things I said and did. Can I sleep next to you again? Like before? Really? Okay. Let me take care of these dishes then. Yeah, of course you can help me. Thank you. Come here, sweetie. Get under the covers with me. Nice and warm. Great. Me too. I've missed this so much. Can we cuddle like we used to? Thank you. I really like cuddling with you. I like this. The way you're holding me. How you rub my back and kiss my head. How warm you feel when you wrap your arms around me. And I wrap mine around you. I never had this before I met you. And I don't know if I'd ever have this again if you leave me. Yeah, I'm okay. Really, I'm okay, sweetie. I'm sorry. I just... Please don't leave me. Please stay with me. Always. I get it. I know I'm not a great girlfriend. I'm not even a great person. I'm awkward and I'm insensitive and I'm an idiot. I'm hopeless and I'm nothing but a huge burden on you. I'm a mess. And I don't deserve you or the kindness that you show me. I get it. I know. But still. Please stay with me. Please. You make me a better person. You teach me how to be nice and to be good. You teach me how to get things done and how to do things myself, and you make me so happy and not lonely. I was so lonely before I met you. so lonely. Few days after our fight that night, I felt lonely all over again. For the first time since we've been together. And it felt so much worse now because I know what it feels like to have someone next to me, cuddling me, holding me, loving me. I don't ever want to feel like that ever again. Please don't ever leave me. Please. I promise I won't do anything to make you upset ever again. I promise I'll do everything I can to make you happy. No. No, you're wrong. I'm not a nice person. I know I'm not. I don't believe that. If I was a nice person, then why don't people like me? If I was nice, I'd have lots of friends and people who like me. I'd rather believe that I'm a horrible person. At least then the world would make sense. See? that's what makes you special, sweetie. Only you think that I'm a nice person. Only you would want to listen to me ramble for hours and tell me nice things. It's because you listen that I get to be passionate about the things that I like. I'm always so motivated when I'm with you, because I get to show you all the things that I love to do. You have no idea how much I appreciate you and how much you mean to me. I want to make you happy, as happy as you've made me, and it hurts every time I realize that I can't do that for you. It's like no matter how hard I try, I can't seem to be the person that you deserve. I always find a way to upset you or to hurt you, and I don't mean it, sweetie. Please believe me when I say that I never meant to make you feel sad in any way. I never meant to hurt you, and I'm so, so sorry. Do you really mean that? How can you always forgive me so easily? Why? Why are you so patient with me? I really don't deserve you. But I'm so, so thankful for you. I'm so, so thankful for all the ways that you've helped me and how kind you've treated me. And I'm thankful that you still want to hold me and cuddle me like this. The way you're holding me right now, I never want this to end. I just want you to squeeze and hold me tight and never let me go. Please. Please never let me go. Please. I just... I'll always appreciate and love you.